If you have your Bible, turn with this morning to Book of James, chapter 1. Book of James, chapter 1. Book of James, chapter 1. And the Bible says, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. And let not the man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low. Because as the flower of the grass he shall pass away, so the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. I want to preach just a little while this morning, if God will be my help, on this thought. When the pressure's on dealing with stress. When the pressure's on dealing with stress. I thought about this for a while and had some people talking to me and asking me some questions. And I got to thinking on this, and the Lord laid this scripture on my heart. And I know that we're living in a stressful time. We're probably living with some of the most stressful days that there ever was. Unless we go back to the sixth century, whenever the church was under great persecution. But I believe today that we're living in, praise God, we're living in a very stressful time. Amen? I believe everybody in here can raise your hand and say, I know what stress is. Stress is something that we deal with every day. And if we look at James's writing here, he's writing and he's talking about a time of stress. He's talking about those children of Israel, those Jews that are scattered abroad. They were in the dispersia, amen, because of persecution. Because persecution coming, because stress was there, they were scattered abroad throughout the land. But you know what? Even in that stress, even in that persecution, God used men and women just like me and you to lead old sinners unto saving grace of and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ain't you glad today that God's still doing the same thing? Ain't you glad that He's the same yesterday and forever, that He doesn't change? Bless His holy name. But as we look at this and we try to understand what we're talking about here, we have to understand what stress is. And Noah Webster says to stress is to urge, to distress, to put to difficulties, to subject oneself to external forces. Now he said, this is what happens when stress comes into our life. He said, basically, it's an external force, amen, from the outside. Praise God, but you know what happens most of the time in our lives, even in our Christian life? We allow that outside stress to come in and take charge of our bodies. But praise be to God, there's a God of glory today. He said, it don't have to be that way. He said, I've come to seek and to save. And if you're weary and heavy laden, he said, praise be to God. He said, I'll take your burden from you. Ain't you glad you got a glory to God? Ain't you glad you got a burden-carrying Savior this morning? Someone said, just cast your cares on me because I care for you. Ain't you glad today at that same Jesus, praise be to God, is still the same today, yesterday, today, and forever, because He changes not. Amen. Press His holy name. Amen. So what we got to do is we have to avoid stress. That's what people tell you. You go to a Dr. Spock and he'll tell you what you've got to do in your life. Said you've got to avoid stress. How many times have you heard that? How many times have you heard it say, you can't be stressing out? How many times have you heard it? About every day. If you haven't heard it, you think it. I got to quit stressing. Amen. Stress is a killer. Praise the Lord, it is. So how do we deal with stress? Number one, we got to realize that James says stress is predictable. Amen. That it happens. Amen. He said it's predictable. It's not if it'll happen, but when. He said when these in verse 2 it said, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. He said it's in that time of testing. He said it's not if. He said it's when it comes. When that time of testing comes, praise God, he said we just got to be ready for it. Amen. So we see that stress is predictable. Now, stress is something I was looking online and stuff, and stress causes a lot of symptoms. Number one, it causes headaches. It causes back pain. It causes a change of appetite, and it changes our sleep habits. Have you ever gone without sleep because you're stressing over something? Amen? We all have. It's part of, hey, because we let it in. It comes into us. We're subject to that's external coming to be internal. Amen. And taking stress into ourselves. And so we see all these symptoms coming out. These are physical symptoms that we actually have that stress can cause on your body. Amen. And now, hey, we're not subject to those ourselves. The Lord Jesus Christ knew about stress. Amen. He knew about what it was. But not only do we have these physical stresses, but these emotional stresses. And these are the ones that get us a whole lot of times, the emotional stresses that we go through. It causes depression. Hey, man, have you ever been depressed? A lot of us have. Depression is a big thing. Depression not only causes depression, but it causes a loss of feelings of self-worth. You ever feel just worthless? Amen, like you're just not worth nothing? Amen? It causes a feeling of failure. It causes withdrawal, even isolation. Amen. That stress can cause all these things. Stress is a killer. Amen. A stress can kill you. But praise God, I'm glad today that we've got a stress bearer for us. If you look over in 1 Peter chapter 5 in verse 6, the Bible says, "Humble yourself therefore under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time." He said if we come humbly before God and we'd seek His face and praise God when that stress is coming and we see it coming on, that God Almighty just at the right time will come down and offer us that help that comes from the throne of grace. Ain't you glad today, praise God, that you've got somebody sitting at the throne of grace this morning who thinks enough about you to come down where you are. Hey, praise God, right on time, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. That's the Lord. He says, hey, listen, He said he may exalt you in due time. He said, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Amen. Amen. Why do we get burdened down with the stress? Because we don't cast them on the Lord. He said, cast your cares on me, those burdens that you have, those anxieties, praise God, it's coming. He said, cast them on the Lord, because He cares for you. He said, be sober and be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. See, we have an adversary. Hey, guess what? He said he didn't have no help for us. He's just wanting to devour us. He's wanting to tear up. But notice what he says. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. I want to say this morning, praise God, you're not in this alone. Amen. When the trials and the stress comes on your life, amen, just look between Beacon Bill, the old devil. I said, I know what you're doing. Hey, you ain't got no technique that I ain't heard about. Praise be to God, but there's a God of glory that loves me, and I'm in His hands. Praise God, I'm just a child of the King. He's got me, and He'll wrap you up in His bosom, draw you unto Himself, and show you how much He loves you. He'll show you that compassion from the throne of grace. Amen. So you can stand up and say, hey, I'm a child of the King. Amen. Praise the Lord. But stress will get you down. Stress will make you sick. Praise God. We don't need to be sick. We need to be saved. Amen. See, the Lord came to save us from our sin sickness. Amen. When we get out of that, then God begins to direct our hearts. But we got to realize that stress is predictable. We can predict. Hey, every one of us, before we get through this next week, will come through some stressful situations. Amen? Every one of you can count on it. You can take it back. James said it's not if, but when it comes. But we just need to be ready. Just trust in the Lord when it comes. Amen. What does that mean? That means we need to keep a close relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We need to stay close to Him so He can stay close to us. I don't know about you. I don't like to break that line of communication. I might need to call on Him right quick, fast and in a hurry. Because so you never know when you open that door, praise God, and it's the devil knocking. Amen. Praise God, you got to be able to get some help in a hurry. And I'm glad the Lord Jesus Christ is there, praise God, to give us that help that we need. So we got to realize that stress is, number one, is predictable. Number two, it's problematic. Amen. Hey, it hinders us in our life. He said he's diverse things that goes on. He said when we fall into diverse temptations. He said there's going to be many temptations in our life that's going to hinder us. There's many things that's going to come your way as you live. If you live out in this world, you don't become some hermit and live in a cave somewhere. You're going to have to go through a lot of things in this life before you get out of here. And stress is going to be part of everyone. Hey, listen, you young people, you've got it made right now. You just got to go to school and learn, praise God, and you think it's a bad thing, but you ain't out in the world yet. Amen. You ought to be glad for what you've got. You ought to be glad of mom and daddy that love you, that's sheltering you from a lot of this stuff. Amen. Because, hey, one of these days you're going to have to go out in this big, bold world and you're going to see for yourself it's stressful. Amen. It's hurtful. It's a place where people don't care about you much. But praise be to God, you go out in that big, bold world and you believe that there's a God of glory, the Lord Jesus Christ that loves you, praise God. And He said He'd be with you. He'd be closer than a brother. He'd be closer than what mom and daddy could be if you'll just put your trust in Him. Praise God, He said He'd be there for you. Amen. There are no stressful situations because they're problematic. They bring problems. They bring a lot of physical problems. We already mentioned that. I was looking at that. Do you know the number one cause is hypertension and high blood pressure? The two drugs that give out the most, my daughter's here, she can tell you, the two drugs prescribed the most in America is for hypertension and high blood pressure. You know what causes hypertension, high blood pressure? Stress. Stress causes those things. And there's all kinds of stresses continually bombarding us. Amen. It causes all kinds of stress. Not only does that, it causes gastrological disorders. Amen. You ever get out of sorts in your gut? It's cause of stress. We allow this stuff to get to us. We allow this stuff to bog us down. Amen. Amen. And we got to learn to deal with it so it don't kill us. God never meant it to be this way, youngins. He meant for us to have joy down in our souls. Rejoicing in the day that He's given us, praise God. And every day is a gift from God. Amen. We've got to readjust our thoughts and our attitudes to get on track with God and realize that there's a great big God of glory that holds the universe in His hand. And praise God, if He can do that, He can take care of me and you. Amen. He can deliver us. He can help us in every aspect of our life if we'll just help Him a little bit. Amen. The hypertension, the high blood pressure. We need to start exercising a little. Amen. Me and my wife start trying to exercise a little. Amen. The Bible says exercise profit a little. But praise God, if there's a little profit in it, we ought to go for it. Amen. We all could stand, we could all stand to exercise just a little. Amen. Praise the Lord. Not only do we need to exercise a little, we need to eat right. You say, well, preacher, what are you preaching? You done quit preaching and went to Madeline. Now, I'm just telling you, we're living in a stressful situation, praise God, and we've got to take care of it. Hey, Bible said that we're made up in three parts, body, soul, and spirit. And praise God, we need to learn to take care of those for the glory of God. Amen? Amen. Now, I'm back in the book, ain't I? Yeah. Amen. So we need to take care of our bodies. We can't let ourselves go. Yeah. Amen. Hey, if you let yourself go, you'll be like me. Amen. Busted up and crippled up. You got to take care of yourself. Stay strong. You got to eat the right foods. You got to get rid of the fatty stuff. If it tastes good, spit it out. Because it ain't good for you. Amen. That's what the doctor told me. He said, if it tastes good, spit it out. Hey, we got to get rid of those soft drinks and all this sugar that we're taking in. Did you know that in what you drank, that they said 20% of your calories comes from what you drank? From the sodas and things you put in your body? 20%. What do you need to do, preacher? Drink water. We're made up of water. We need water to survive. We don't need sugar. Amen? We need water. Praise the Lord. Plenty of water. Because your body is that creation of God. Three parts. And we need that. We need to get rid of the stress in our life. There's a time in our life that, like some of these folks did last week, we need to just get away. Amen? There's time in your life. We need to get away in our bodies from the stresses and the things that's doing that to our bodies. You say, well, how come? Because isn't Jesus our example? How many times a day did Jesus slip off somewhere to be along with the Father? Amen? Sometimes, we need to get out of this old rat race a little bit every day and just slip off to be with the Father. I guarantee you your stress level would go from right here to down here if you could slip off once a day, you hear me, and go down to your prayer place, get your Bible, praise God, sit down with God. Your stress level would go from here to here, praise God, and it'd be an amazing thing. You'd feel better. You'd look better. You'd act better. Hey, your attitude would be better. Everything about you would be better. Amen. If we'd just do like Jesus, He's our example. And if Jesus needed to slip off a little bit every now and then, how can we think we don't need to? We need to more. He's a whole lot more man than we were, or we are. But He's able to slip off a little. We need to be willing to slip off a little bit for the glory of God. Amen. Now I know this ain't a shouting message, but praise God, it'll help you. We need to get out from under this road of stress. You know why? So we can worship the Lord. If we get to where we can leave all this mess behind and put it, cast our cares upon the Lord like He said to do, we can come in the house of God and worship one more time. Amen. Praise the Lord. We get along with God for just a little while every day. And next thing you know, you'll be praising the Lord and you get to can't help it. Amen. You'll come out from under that burden, that load, praise God. You'll shout your way through it. Amen. Hey, listen, because we're not running on feelings, we're running on what God done for us. We start believing what He did, what He's going to do, praise God. We can come out with a shout. Amen. So number one, we got to know that stress is predictable. Number two, it's problematic. Number three, it's paradoxical. Amen. Paradoxical. You know what that is? You know what a paradox means? Paradox means to think or suppose. Amen. Paradox. To think or suppose. Paradoxical. It's P-A-R-A-D-O-X-I-C-A-L. I'll get in a minute. P-A-R-A-D-O-X-I-C-A-L. Amen. I can spell it till I try it. Paradoxical. And what it means is beyond paradox. The paradox means to think or suppose. But paradoxical means to go beyond what we think. Amen. When we get bogged down in what we think, amen, our thoughts, praise God, you know where the devil wants to run around a lot? You know where the devil has his field day at? It's in our mind. The devil runs around in our mind and he puts thoughts in there and he puts dissuasion in our mind and he tries to tell us that we can't. Praise God, when God's telling us, He said, come on, you can. Amen. So we've got to have a paradoxical mind. We've got to come in line with God. And we said, how do we do it? Because just realize and praise God that God's on our side. And we got to think beyond, praise God, of what we think and suppose. It's beyond what we suppose. It's beyond what we think. And it's what God can do. Yeah. Amen. Does that make any sense? What God can, let me give you an example of that. Now you got to realize that this it's a spiritual issue. Stress is a spiritual issue. Amen. It's a spiritual issue involved in stress. Look at Job. I'll just read it to you. You don't have to go there. Job chapter 23 and verse 10. Now listen to what Job says. He said, but He knoweth the way that I take. When He hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Now he says here, he said, He knoweth the way, God knows the way that I go. And he said, when I'm tried, he said, hey, listen, he said, I shall go forth as gold. He said, what am I doing? He said, hey, I don't like being in the situation I'm in. I don't like going through the trials and testing that I'm going through. But praise God, I realize that God's got my best interest in mind. And praise God, when I come through it, glory be to God, no matter what the situation, no matter what the trial, no matter what the difficulty, no matter what the stress level, praise be to God, I'm going to come through for the glory of God. Amen. That He's going to bring me through it. Praise God. When we get through, He's going to be there with me. Because He said He'd never leave you in a verse 8. God will never leave you in a situation of trial and temptation. Praise God. But He'll make a way of escape. Amen. Praise God. We just got to look for that way of escape. Look to the Lord Jesus Christ, casting our cares upon Him, for He cares for us, knowing that He's there for us. Amen. Thinking outside the box. When the devil tries to box us in, praise God, we got to just realize that the one that's greater than the box is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one out there, praise God, that has said He would take care of us. He'd minister to us. He sent us a great comforter, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, my brethren, count it all joy. That word joy there means to think ahead. To think ahead. Amen. He said, count all joy. He said, think ahead when you fall into diverse temptations. He said, it may be rough now. Amen. It may be rough now, but praise God, it's going to be better on down the road. God's got a plan that far exceeds anything that we could hope or imagine. Amen. Ain't you glad for that? Amen. Hey, praise God. He's got a plan this morning that's out of the world. And it's part of it for you. He's went to prepare us a place. And he said, I'm going to prepare you a place. I'll come and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Hey, praise God. I'm glad this morning, praise God, we can think outside the box, think outside everything that the devil throws at us, and say, glory be to God. One of these days, in a little while, are we going to be in the portals of glory with the precious Lamb of God? Are we going to be shouting the praises throughout the duration, praise God, of time, praise God, time without end, just magnifying the God of glory for all that He's done for us? Amen. I don't think we'll ever run out of prayer. Our bodies wear out down here, don't they? They get tired. We can't praise Him like we'd like to. But praise be to God, when we get in heaven, there won't be no getting tired. There won't be no wore out of prayer. Praise God, it'll just be all glory in that day. So not only is a stress a paradoxical, but it's a stress is purposeful. You realize stress is purposeful? It's helpful. Stress is helpful. You say, well, preacher, I don't believe that. Stress couldn't be helpful. If it was, we wouldn't have to take all this medicine. Amen. But stress is helpful. It helps us. Leads us to stay pure. Amen. He says that He said, knowing this, amen, it draws us close to God. It helps us to realize that there's a God of glory that loves us. Amen. It helps us to be pure in our lives. And hey, you know what? There's something that's bigger than what I'm going through. There's something bigger than the adversary this morning, which is the devil. Amen. Praise God. It's the Lord Jesus Christ, and He's got help. He said, there's knowledge in the Lord. Amen. So it's purposeful that we go through these things. There'll be testings in our life. It's how we go through those tests that makes a difference. It's the attitude that we have, praise God. It's where we come out shouting joy, praise God, rejoicing, or we come out defeated. Amen. But when we come into these trials of temptation, trials of these times of testing, praise God, we just got to keep our eyes on the Lord, realizing, praise God, it's for our purity, for our purifying that God does this. Amen. Not only does it lead us to purity, but it leads us to preservation. Amen. He said, he that worketh. He said, your faith worketh patience. Amen. He said, that puts that work into your life. Amen. We're not working unto salvation, but we're working because we're saved. Amen. When we get to working for Jesus, we put our mind and our faith and work for Him, praise God, with a mindful attitude, Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, something begins to happen, praise God. There's preservance, praise God, in the Word of God. There's preservance in the work of God. Amen. It's not only what God's doing for us because we know what He says, what He wants to do, but what He's doing for those around us, praise God, through us. Amen. When we get the mindset, when we sell out for God, as Brother Rex says so many times, when we submit and commit to Him, amen, we've got to submit and commit to the Lord Jesus Christ in order to be able to do anything for Him. For we are His workmanship in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. When we sell out for God and we begin to do the things that's pleasing to Him, I wonder how many of us in our time take out to say, Lord, what would you have me to do? Amen. But no, we just go on in our own ways, in our own mannerisms. But we need to be mindful of the Lord, because He's got a purifying power and a preserving power, amen, and the working of God. Not only does purifying and preserving, but praise God, He's got He leads us to perfection, amen. In other words, He says, here, wanting nothing. He said, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. He said, praise God, there's a work of perfection for a child of God. There's a perfecting grace in a child of God. That's what God's doing, praise God. He's still working on us. Ain't you glad of that? Ain't you glad God's still working every day? Amen. He ain't quit. He ain't give up. But He's still, as a youngin' says, praise God, He's still working on me. You're a work in progress. Every one of us is a work in progress. And if we let stress defeat us, if we let stress sidetrack us, if we let stress make us quit, then the devil's got victory. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm not playing on his field no more. Amen. I want to play on Jesus' team. I want to play Team Jesus, praise God. I want to be what Lord wants me to be. I want to go for Him. I want to see souls saved. I want to see our families in, praise God. I want to see these boys and girls on fire for Jesus, magnifying the Lord, lifting up His name, praise God, to their schoolmates, getting little old fellas saved, praise God, at an early age so they don't get into things that me and you did. Amen. I want to see them saved and know it. Amen. Saved and know it. Have the assurance that there's a God of glory that loves them and it cares for them. So he said, stress is purposeful. It leads us into purifying and preservance and leads us into perfection. But not only that, the Bible says here that it leads us into praying. It leads us to praying. Look what he says. He says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Let him ask of God. He said, if you lack any wisdom, he said, if you need anything, praise God. He said, ask God. He said, praise God. What stress does, how many times have you gotten in a situation where you've got the end of yourself, and praise God, you finally got the end of yourself, and you said, Lord, I need help. Huh? How many of you have ever been there? Amen. You've done all you could do, praise God, and all of a sudden you say, you know what? I need some help. And you finally bow your head and when you get done, praise God, you got this comfort that comes all over you, and you think to yourself, why in the world did I do that a while ago? Why didn't I do that yesterday? Why did I carry this load on my own? Because I had help. But he said, praise be to God. He said, when we get in a stressful situation and we realize that we can't do nothing about it, we can't come through it, but we need help, praise God, we begin to cry out, we begin to ask God. Amen. Why do we wait so long? Why do we wait? Why do we tarry so long to ask God, our Heavenly Father? So how many of you here, praise God, if you got youngins at home and they get in a bind, they need something, and they come and they say, Daddy, I need some help. Now, it depends on what it is. But we say, hey, you know, okay. I mean, we'll bail them out. I guess most time we bail them out more than we should. Amen. We bail them out more than we should, praise God. And they get the word, and instead of appreciating it, they begin to think that that's what they deserve. Amen. But praise God, when we begin to cry out to our Heavenly Father, and praise God, when we truly have a need, and we say, Lord, help me. Praise God, we begin to see the power, that perfection of the Holy Ghost of God when He begins to move in our life. Amen. He begins to give us that we need for His glory. So we see that the stress is purposeful today. Causes us to ask God. Not only is it purposeful, but it's profitable. Amen. Profitable for the... Look at verse 9. He said, let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted. See, it's profitable here for a person in poverty. If he's a person in poverty, praise God, that brother low degree. The Bible says that low degree rejoice in that he is exalted. Now, there was an old fella said one time, he said, a Christian is like a tea bag. He said, he's like a tea bag. Now, listen, a Christian's like a tea bag. He's not worth much till he's been in some hot water. Amen? A Christian is not worth much unless he's been in some hot water. He's like a tea bag. But see, that's the way a whole lot of us is. You know why? There's some good old saints of God, praise God, that's here, that's rooted, that's founded, that's in the Word of God. And praise God, they're praying for me. They're praying for you. They're staying with the stuff. Because, praise God, they've been in some hot water. Amen. They just like that old tea bag. They've been some hot water. And praise God, they've come through it. And it's been the grace of God that brought them through. And they're here to shout the praises. And they're here to tell me and you just to stay with the stuff. Because God is good. Amen. There's nowhere to quit. Praise God. Just keep on. The finish line's ahead. Amen. But we're just like that old tea bag. If we don't go through a little bit of hot water, we'd begin, hey, you know what? We'd be just, if God didn't put us through some tests and times of trials, put a little bit of stress on us. Amen. Hey, He just tests to see how strong we are. Amen. And through that, He makes us stronger. Amen. And if we didn't go through that, you know what we'd be? We'd be just like these spoiled brats that we have in the world today, that we give everything to and we don't require nothing of. Amen. Amen. We give them everything and we don't require nothing in return. And they just take it for granted. If God just give us blessing after blessing after blessing and never let us go through some things to where we keep our eyes on Him, so we could praise Him, so we could give Him glory, we'd just start taking, hey, kind of like America today. Amen. God's blessed us and give us so much. Prosperous beyond any nation, any country in the amount of time that we've had. Amen. And we take it for granted now. We say, hey, listen, you know what? We're so blessed and we're doing so good. God, you just go on, Lord. We don't need you no more. We'll take care. Hey, we're doing it right in the church house. Amen. Church houses sitting. They said, you know what, God, we don't need you anymore. You just going, we've got a form and a fashion, praise God. We're denying the power thereof, but hey, we got a form and a fashion, and praise God, we're just going to go with our form and fashion. But you know what's wrong with form and fashion? One of these days, the Bible said they're going to be a trump and a shout, and they're going to be a calling out, and that form and fashion is going to be set there, and they'll never know nothing happened. Yeah. Amen. 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 But praise be to God one of these days for a child of God. We're going to go out of here to be with Jesus. Amen, in just a little while. But he said, it's profitable. It's profitable. He said, we just need to be a tea bag sometimes. Get in a little bit of hot water where hot water can begin to mold us and make us and show us, praise God, that we need some help. That we can be more, praise God, than what we are. See, that little old tea bag, it ain't nothing but a little old sack with some tea in it till it gets in that hot water. That hot water, it begins to activate that tea. And when that tea begins to be activated, praise God, it starts putting forth an aroma. Amen? It starts putting forth some tasty stuff. And next thing you know, praise God, you've got something tasty. And that's what God's trying to do with us when he's running us through these stressful situations. So it helps that one that's in poverty, that one that's at lower degree. Amen? He helps him lift up his head and realize there's a God of glory that'll bring him out. He said, what if you say in passion? I'm saying there's a delivering God this morning. Amen. It don't matter if you ain't got nothing in this world. If you've got the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, you're rich beyond measure. Praise God. Hey, if you're laying up treasures in heaven, that's the most important thing. What we lay up down here don't amount to much. Hey, amen. Someday, as Solomon said, one of the days you'll sleep in a grave and it'll be some other man's stuff. Amen. But what we lay up in heaven for Jesus, praise God, it'll be iron when we get there. Why? Because the Bible said it's guarded. Amen. It's protected. God's locked that up for us, what we laid up in heaven, where we put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So not only is it profitable for that person of poverty, but it's profitable for that person of plenty. In verse 10 says, but the rich, in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass, he shall pass away. That rich man that thinks he's got it all. Amen. One of these days he'll come to himself. And he'll say, you know what? I had it all. But at the end of his life he'll say, I ain't got nothing. Amen. Without the Lord Jesus Christ. But praise God, because the Lord Jesus Christ is still dealing with old sinners. Amen. He can take that old rich person, praise God, that old hard-hearted person, that old callous person. He can deal with the heart, praise God, through the Holy Ghost of God. And they can come out of that, even on the deathbed, come up shouting, saying, praise the Lord. It's going to be all right over home. Amen. That place of no more is coming up. I praise God for that. Glory to God. I think more on it every day, Brother Rex. I think about all those things, all this stuff that we're going to leave behind. All the stress will be gone. All the temptation will be gone. Oh, devil's going to be cast out. Hey, praise God, not to bother us no more. It's going to be a place of never more. So we'll never have another grave. We'll never have another funeral. We'll never have another heartache. We'll never cry another tear. Praise be to God today. Ain't you glad that God has given us some help today and give us a promise. Praise God, if we just stay with Him, everything's going to be okay. Amen. Amen. He's prepared for His children. That old rich man. Boy, he still, hey, listen. Jesus told about that rich man when Lazarus over 2,000 years ago. You know where that rich man is today? He's still in hell, crying out, begging for one drop of water. All he wanted. Had everything he ever wanted in this life. Listen, youngs. Hey, listen. Everything this world's got to offer us, it ain't that important. It ain't important. Praise God, what's important is our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's showing our families. It's showing our youngins. It's showing our mamas and daddies, our grandma and grandpa. Praise God that there's a God of glory that loves them, that cares for them, and wants to help them. Amen. That He's got a place prepared for them. A place where one of these days in a little while we can gather together and oh, what a sweet reunion. Amen. Can you imagine what it'll be like when we all get home? Amen. What will it be like? So not only is a person of poverty and a person of plenty, but a person with pressure. When the pressure's on, amen, when the pressure's on, dealing with stress, when the pressure's on, the Bible says the one that goes through that pressure, That little old tea bag, amen, when it goes to a pressure, he said, he shall receive the crown of life. Amen. So when he said, hey, there's profit in stress, because whenever you get stressed out from here on out, just think, you know what? This is just a test. See, that's what I've got to do. Every time that stressful situations come, you know what? I just automatically put in my mind, this is only a test. This is only a test. And I say, Lord, help me. Now listen to me. Lord, help me to pass the test. Amen. Amen. Help me to pass the test. Because you're going to go through them. Every day of your life, you'll go through a stressful situation. But praise God if we take that situation for the glory of God. And we say, Lord, you help me in this to bring glory to your name. That I wouldn't do nothing that would defile or bring reproach upon you. But God, that you could get glory out of all that I do. Well, I tell you what, that's what James is talking about here. He said, we just count it all joy. He said, we think ahead. Amen. We think ahead what's going to take place. Paradoxical. We think, hey, listen, this thing's going to be better farther on. Ain't that what God promised? Ain't that what God said? That it would be better farther on. Hey, listen, don't get caught up in the now today. Because James tells us these things will happen. It's just a matter of when. But he said, look into the future and think about what's ahead after we've gone through all this stuff. This too will pass. Every time this old world throws something at me, puts something on me. See, the devil don't do all this stuff that we blame on him. You know, a lot of times, you remember that old saying we used to have, they had it on cars, said the devil made me do it. Hey, listen, the devil ain't as much of that as we think he is. Hey, the devil, he's not omnipresent. He can't be everywhere all the time. A lot of what we do is just this old stinking flesh. And we just let things in. Remember what I said stress was? He said it was that external influence. That external influence that we're letting into ourselves. That's causing us to be stressed out. It's causing us physical problems. Amen. It's causing us health problems. It's causing emotional problems. But if we just realize that, praise God, we can cast our cares on Him because He cares for us. But we have to, the Bible says we have to pray. Now listen, I'm done. We have to pray believing to receive. We have to believe that God will take care of those issues in our lives. Amen? Because, hey, listen, God, the Lord Jesus Christ is in here with you on this. He's working with you through the Holy Ghost God. He's working with you and in you. Amen? To take care of every situation. And to bring you through stress-free. Amen? So we just need to quit stressing when the pressure's on. Amen? We need to just give the pressure to the Lord. Put the pressure on Him. Say, Lord, what are we going to do about this? You know, when you go to the mailbox and there's that bill in the mail and you open it up and you got the bill in your hand but you ain't got the money in the bank. Amen? Times get tough. You begin to worry. But you know what? You say, Lord, we got a problem. Amen. I just ain't got enough to meet the bill. So Lord, I need help. And you know what? I've never seen yet God don't hear and answer prayer. Something will happen. Amen. I've been in situations. I had one time I'll tell you this and I'm done. Had one time when I was going to Israel. And it took all the money I had to buy my ticket to go over there, you know, pay for everything. And I was just about, I mean, we were just about broke. Just had kept money in there, you know, for the bills. And they said, well, you need $100. You need to bring $100, $1 bills. Because everything's like a one American dollar or two American dollars. Everything else is paid for. And I told my wife, I said, we just don't have it. I said, really, I just don't have $100 to take. I said, I'll just have to eat what they give me and do without. But you know what? I didn't say nothing to nobody. But they was two little old ladies. That when we bought our white van, it was so we could carry them back and forth to church because they couldn't drive. They was two little old ladies in the church. And the very next day, I went to the mailbox and there was a letter in there. It was addressed to me and I opened it up. You know what was in there? A check for $100 from those two little old ladies. And they said, Brother Jeff, we just want you to have this. The Lord laid it on our heart to give you this $100. I'm talking about the God that I serve today. If we trust Him and believe in Him. But see, we try to rob God. We don't give God all that belongs to Him. You know, we go to work and we won't even give Him 10th. Because we don't trust Him. But praise God, God trusts us. So we ought to trust Him. Because He can meet your need. Amen. He promised that He would. He said He had not seen the righteous forsaken, nor seen a begging bread. We can trust God today. Amen. You can trust God today. There's no use to being stressed. There's no use to carry the load. But what we need to do is just cast our cares on Him, realizing that He cares for you. Amen.